Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
I told you guys that we're sort of in our pilot season right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the part of our year where we get to try a whole bunch of new things, see what flies. And what sticks, we'll bring back here in a couple of weeks. And Melissa had this great idea here. Because she gets these emails, obviously, more than we do.
I get it. Like I said, two this week, just from people who were curious about whether or not they were gay. They were struggling with their sexuality. They were young. There's a few things that they wanted to ask me about. And is that a sign that I'm gay? Well, I mean, of course, we're simplifying a very complicated issue. And this is a very serious issue to a lot of people. Because I think for some who are dealing with their sexuality, it is a very depressing time for them. Mm. So we're certainly not making light of it. However, there's also people who have no one else to ask. You know, like they don't feel comfortable having friends or family members or anybody in their life to say, you know what, I'm thinking about this and this is in my head and I was wondering about this. Can you help me? Because they feel like they're going to automatically be judged. So this really is to serve a purpose of, you can ask us in a safe space. I am in the majority of the room now because we have more gays and lesbians in the room than we do straight people. And we'll give you our educated opinion on how, you know, or our advice on what to do.
And we can actually broaden this a little bit too. Like, I see one call on here who's asking about her son.
Okay.
So we can broaden it that way also. 404-741-Q100. And our panel consists of Richie Arpino, which I am just shocked. I'm shocked. Who knew?
Who would have known that?
Who knew? Amanda Bierce is here also. Good morning.
Good morning.
Another shocker.
Like, you know.
Thanks for coming in. Our former intern DJ is here.
DJ!
What's up?
DJ's back!
Yeah, I'm coming out of the closet right now. I'm gay.
And Dawn is here also.
Hello.
Thank you very much. All right, so let's take the first one here. And again, we can use the voice disguiser here for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But Jen, go ahead. You are on the Am I Gay panel?
Yeah. Hey, am I gay?
It's Jen. Good morning.
Yes. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Is the voice disguiser on?
It is.
Okay. Basically, I was calling, I guess you could say, reverse, have a great girlfriend and so forth, but I'm every now and then curious about men.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, you are gay.
So have you dated men before now?
I have in high school and so forth, but basically, as soon as I came out of high school, I just came out of the closet. So, not really any type of serious relationship, and I'm 30, so... I'm just kind of curious about it.
Are you fantasizing about guys when you're with your girlfriend?
From time to time, yes.
Okay.
Have you ever had sex with a guy?
No.
Oh. Might be curious.
And have you met a guy? Is there somebody specific that you're kind of interested in?
There's never been a guy that I've ever actually had a crush on a particular guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm kind of curious about it, and... I don't know. I feel like if I approach my friend, every now and then I have talked to my friends about it, they just kind of laugh and say, oh, you're so gay, blah, blah, blah.
Let me ask you all this. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of scenarios in the gay community where somebody is gay their entire lives, but mm-hmm. they just get so curious that they have to try it one time? So they try it one time, and then the results are different, or the results were the same as before they tried. Does that happen quite often?
I've heard of it happening on several instances where families didn't accept it, and it was kind of a religious issue. So they forced themselves to try to be straight, but they, I know certain people, they almost came to the point of suicide trying to please their family, but...
Let me ask the panel the same question.
Right. Well, I mean, but Bert's question is, if you've been gay
your
entire
life,
much in like in your case, and then there's, in my experience, no.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I've heard that less. It really is more about, I think, for us that we've explored it younger in terms of trying to, like the caller saying, be something that we're not, as opposed to being on the broad end of the spectrum and swinging back for a minute to check it out. I would say to this caller, though, to just stay open, that I think you are young enough to you
explore.
Have a lot of life. You have a lot of life ahead of you. And even though you've had significant relationships with women, I think if you're having these kinds of questions and thoughts, that it's something that you might want to just keep your heart and mind open to.
But what I will add to that, something I always tell, you know, people who are straight, who are curious about, you know, being gay and doing something on the side when they're with somebody, don't do it on the side. Like you said, you had a girlfriend.
Invite
stay
the guy in there with the two girlfriends and the guy. Is that
are you gay?
Proposing?
Are you on the panel, Jeff? Are you finally coming out?
I'm just saying that's the advice. That's what I would highly recommend.
And that's a shock, Jeff.
To any woman considering that, I think the three of you all need to get together.
Anyway, I do think that stay faithful to your girlfriend, but if it is something that is persistent and you want to open yourself up to other things, then break that off first and then,
but
you know.
Don't you feel it's a lot easier for a woman to go to a man than the opposite way around? For a woman, I think it's a lot easier for women to be gay than it is for men.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Because of what the joke that Jeff just made, I think there is some sort of, even if it's twisted, there's some sort of acceptance. I don't know, not respect, but it's not, we're not going to be ostracized from society because of it.
And I think there's an old joke there also that if two women are hooking up with each other, then...
It's exciting.
And it's acceptable because women are so beautiful. But if two guys hook up with each other, then that... automatically means you're gay. But if two women hook up with each other...
It was just a fun night.
It could have just been a fun night.
You had a little too much
In society, we're used to watching women hug and kiss and not think anything of it. For men to do it, they must be gay.
That's true.
And just like Bert, not that Bert was saying this, but I think moving beyond what you just said about two women are beautiful and everything, I think some people take it a step further and talk about how disgusting guys are when they're together. And I think that's... a terrible message to send out there, but I think that message being out there has caused some people to accept it as a bad thing, and when they see it, they think it's wrong. So even if you're straight, you don't feel comfortable being affectionate with another man because you feel like, oh my God, I'm going to be gay, as if that's a bad thing.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi, I'm calling to, really, not me so much as my people around me think that I'm gay, but I don't think that I am, and I'm... just want to know what you guys think.
Like, what are they calling out? Like, what
are you
We're
doing?
We're pretty curious. Isn't
it? Are these women around you that you're kissing them when they think this?
Well, no, but I look at them and I actually would go out with a girl and I would actually do everything. The only thing that would stop me is the intimacy, but I'm attracted to girls, honestly.
Okay.
And when I'm around the guys and I point out the girls to them, they're like, okay, why are you pointing out the girls?
Well, are you intimate with guys?
Excuse me?
Are you intimate with guys?
I am.
Okay.
You are intimate with guys. You're attracted to girls. Everybody around you saying you're gay, but you don't think you're gay.
An attraction to the same gender doesn't make you gay. An attraction doesn't determine your sexuality.
Are you sexually, I mean, like, do you kind of like what a man asked, you fantasize about women?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'd say you're getting pretty clued in. That
I'd say go for it.
See you, Pride.
You're heading down Gay Avenue.
Yeah. I mean, are you obviously that you're holding back from it though? Are you afraid to be gay?
I'm not afraid to be gay. I never thought about that until it's just like lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of like the guy that I was dating. He's like, you like girls more than you like guys.
Oh, that's a good
one. But like I said, I can imagine going on a girl on a date.
Uh-huh.
It's just that what would stop me is that I've never thought about being intimate with a girl, and mm-hmm. I don't know if I could.
Do you have any gay girlfriends?
I don't.
I've had
gay coworkers, mm-hmm. and I actually rather hang out with them than. See, I'm confused myself.
Well, I think actually it's not, you know, for some of us, we come out of the womb and we're at that one end of the spectrum and we know we're gay. There are others of us, I think sexuality can be very gray. And I think there's not like some bell that can go off in your head and it's like, ding, I'm gay. So I think what you're experiencing is that process of discernment, really, where you're trying to figure out who I am and you do it bouncing off your friends and they do it by observing you. But you just pay attention to what's going on inside yourself and you'll figure it out. Well, but it's just not all of a sudden just like all... You're mm-hmm. going to get some sign from God that, okay, this is it. But then some of us do.
I did.
She's on it.
Yeah, you did. His name's Mitchell. Mine's name's Carrie. Hi, honey, if you're listening from Seattle.
We will call her Rebecca. She wants to be on the Voice Disguiser. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Hey, I've always been attracted to really effeminate men, and actually my last relationship was with a transgendered person, mm-hmm. male to female.
Mm-hmm.
And, I personally have a very strong belief that you're gay or you're straight because I think everyone has a preference, even if it's only, like, 51% versus 50%. Uh-huh. Everyone has a preference. But, like, I feel like maybe, like, I'm never going to be attracted to a straight man, so maybe that means I'm gay. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, everybody's looking kind of curious right now. Like, what, Dawn, what?
That's... A lot.
Again,
I think there's a lot. That's why there's a lot of initials attached to the gay community. Because
LGBT,
we are,
XYZ.
Not only are we all the professions and things like that that came out a long time ago, you know, we're everybody, but we're all different kinds of sexual orientations. And I think nowadays, and this is a good sign, that... straight guys are metrosexual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pointing at Bert. I did. Nobody saw that.
You're looking at your tight shirt, Bert.
Yeah.
Right
at you.
I shrunk on the way into work.
All right. It's time to mine. Your shirt.
That's so not possible.
I'm sorry.
But I think the lines are less rigid, you know, mm-hmm. in terms of how we look and present ourselves. And so it's kind of like you got to figure out what you're attracted to and why. Why are you attracted to this person? Is it just innately lust or, you know, is it their personality and go from there?
Is there any possibility like there's almost, it sounds to me like in building a case with these last two calls, mm-hmm. that it almost sounds like there is a real reluctance to go ahead and go full on and just explore. So there's this dabbling in gray area, like transgender.
Dawn said.
It's fear. You know, if you take that leap and all of a sudden it's like, okay, I'm enjoying this, you know, then your whole life changes.
Then would it be safe to say that if you are in some kind of middle period where you're experimenting, that it's only a matter of time before you fully go?
Or you fully come back.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I think that, when I always talk on air about play lesbians in the clubs, like if mm-hmm. they get drunk and these two girls who are really just trying to show out for their guys in the club.
Katy Perry.
Yeah, I mean... you hear these women on the Voice Disguiser voices shaking. Like when you really are worried about your sexuality, there is, like Dawn said, a fear. So, you know, when I talk about play and everything, you know, it is a serious issue for so many people because there is a social stigma on it. And if the social stigma was off, I bet there would be a lot more experimentation, a lot more people jumping into the pool just to see. But there are a lot of repercussions by actually going full on mm-hmm. because it's not just whether you like it or not. It's also if anybody finds out, then they're going to label me gay.
Question for the panel about bisexuality. I mean, what do you guys say about people who really, truly believe they're bisexual?
Well, again, I think there's that gray area. I think very few of us really are ones and tens, and I'm not going to say who's a one and who's a ten, but, you know, those opposite ends of the spectrum. I think there's a lot of gray, and I dated men when I was young, and I had wonderful relationships with guys, and then I fell in love, really in love, with a woman, and that's the way my relationships have been since then. I don't know that it's a hard and fast rule for every single person. I think it's a real individual
situation.
I've said before that if you're willing to be in a relationship with both, then I will consider you bisexual, because I think that we still have such a struggle as a gay community to gain respect and to gain so many other things, gain rights, get, you know, you, everybody knows what the gay community is trying to do and accomplish. And so when I say if you're willing to be in a relationship with both, then I think you're bisexual. Again, if you're in the club and you want to show up for your boyfriend, I don't consider you bisexual.
I used to say that if you're in bed with both a man and a woman at the same time, then you're bisexual.
That's a good
I guess that
song.
Would be you, Jeff.
We're going to take some more calls when we come back. We've got calls from guys that have kids that are thinking about other dudes now. We've got a woman on the phone that's been married 14 years but is attracted to other women. Then we've got one woman on the phone that wants to ask you guys about her son. So we will continue this and we'll take some more calls next.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, Angie, I sort of apologize because I think I snickered when I said doggy therapist.
It's okay. I get it regularly.
Really? Like, is this something you go to school for?
I'm really very self-taught, really based upon a lifelong obsession.
With dogs?
Indeed.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So animals in general, but especially dogs.
Are you kind of like a dog whisperer?
Well, in Atlanta, they have dubbed me the Atlanta Dog Whisperer.
Okay.
It's a very popular term at the moment.
It is. That's right. Thanks to Cesar Millan, right?
Indeed. He's done great things for dogs.
Definitely.
So is this, do you have any formal education in this area, or is this just a history of working with dogs?
Well, I have spent 17 years in veterinary medicine, and so I've worked with thousands and thousands of dogs, but always really focused on the psychological well-being of dogs. Mm. I was always the quote-unquote bad dog girl.
Okay.
Although I don't believe in bad dogs.
What does that mean, bad dog girl?
Well, I would be the one they would call in when their dog was causing trouble.
Okay.
So,
so if there's bad behavior, aggressive, or anything like that, they were like, okay, call Angie.
Exactly.
She'll know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
Well, Jen here is so sketched out about getting along with her new dog here that she actually climbed into the cage with the dog.
That's what I hear. A
couple of weeks ago and actually crashed out. That's how stressed out she is about this whole thing.
I just was trying to be like loving with her. But as you know the history of the story, but just so briefly, if anybody else doesn't, is that it was in North Georgia Mountains and she ran out in front of the car and I hit her. And then we got her to the vet. Got her taken care of, and then Briarcliff Animal Foundation here in Atlanta did the flight, flew her down here. Dr. Greenwood did her surgery, and that's the North Lake Veterinary Center, and so she's got a bionic dog now. So she's got she's got a metal leg completely repaired with 11 screws in it. They've adjusted her hip, actually shaved the top of the femur so that she will create what they call a false joint.
An FHO.
Okay.
Yep.
You know exactly all about
You've
it.
You've had one or two of those, haven't you, Melissa?
Well, do you know what? I just
probably had McCartney this
I did. Wow. The shaving of the shaver femur shot.
Yeah. So, but she's doing really well. She's recovering. She's gaining weight. But, you know, before the accident happened, she was a stray. And so, you know, she's kind of one of those Carolina Mountain dogs that just sort of roam free out there. And I think somebody was probably maybe barely feeding her, but no one's come to claim her. She certainly had no tags or anything like that. So not only am I, and I've adopted her. She's my dog now. We named her Carolina. So she's recovering well. She's still on medication and she's getting used to now she's a city dog. I live in a loft downtown Atlanta.
Yep.
So she has gone from, you
dramatic change.
Total dramatic change. And she's recovering at the same time. Okay. So her behavior is just really scared. She's like very docile, super sweet. I have not heard the dog bark not once. And she's been home with me for about a month.
Okay. She's afraid last time she barked, she got hit by a car. She's not going to do that again.
Like the only thing she's done is I'm trying to encourage her to go new places around the loft because she kind of likes to be contained in this one corner. So I'll put treats out to sort of like, you know, like Hansel and Gretel, like lead her along the way. And when she doesn't want to go somewhere and she sees the treat and it's like in reach, but she didn't want to go there, she like whimpers a little bit. But sometimes she'll go and get it and sometimes she won't.
Okay.
So she, you know, she's just really, I guess, scared. You know, when you go, half the time when I go to love on her, she accepts it. And the other half of the time she cowers.
She retreats.
And retreats and goes away.
So she's a nervous Nelly in general.
I don't know if it's in general or if it's the fact that she's injured or
what's she giving you now?
Whatever.
What's she giving you now? I mean, she's nervous. I mean, how long has she been with you?
About a month, but a week of that I was on vacation. So,
and
actually a month and a half. And then 1 week she was still recovering at the vet for surgery, and 1 week I was on vacation, so she was back at the vet. So maybe a total of 3 weeks.
Okay. But she, in general, hides in the corner, wants to hide in her crate, wants to cave.
Yes.
Doesn't really accept affection, seems afraid. Right?
Exactly.
Okay. So
I did have one good development over the weekend. When I got home and she started getting settled back in, it was a suggestion of several friends to get her around other dogs. So I went to a friend's house last night who has two dogs, and she, like, all of a sudden had this, like, new personality.
She came to life.
She did. Okay, she's, like, wagging her tail, and, like, they were getting along really great. She wasn't aggressive with them at all.
Perfect.
And one of them was a little chihuahua that was, like, jumping up and batting her in the face, and she didn't mind it at all.
Perfect.
No growling, no nothing. And the other one is my friend Jamie's little dog, Josie, is this little Jack Russell who's older. So she's like really fun Jack Russell, but she's not super crazy hyper.
Yep.
And they just like loved each other.
Awesome.
Totally got along great. So I was like, whew, okay, that's one thing that I don't have to worry about. Because I was afraid of her being aggressive with other dogs.
Oh, no. Well, being that she was a stray, she was probably out and about around other dogs. Well, remember, dogs are pack animals. You would never see a horse by themselves.
Right.
They're a herd animal. Okay. Dog is a pack animal. So a shy dog needs another dog.
I have to get another dog.
Well, I know you're in a loft, but it's a great suggestion. Okay. But and a couple of things.
What's an alternative to that? Is there like, should she just be really good? Shouldn't she just take it to a dog park more often?
Dog parks can be a little crazy, but if you have friends with great dogs, and it sounds like you do, regular doggy visitors, fantastic. Because what she's going to see are dogs interacting with humans normally. They're going to set a great example for her.
Okay.
Now, the first thing I would say to you, you have a shy, nervous girl.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest thing for you is going to be to not love on her when she's shy and nervous. Okay. So really briefly, what I like to see in a dog is what I call zero, which equals zen. It's very calm and chilled and happy, not excited. Below zero would be worried, nervous, fearful, anxious, what you're seeing.
Which is what she is most of the time.
Most dogs, however, above zero type behaviors, hyper excited, aggressive, also falls in that family. So zero is that awesome balance. Okay. When you love her and pet her and she's in a negative five, you're telling her great job. You're reinforcing the behavior. When you pet her and she's at zero and she's relaxed, you're reinforcing that, and it makes you the leader. But it's going to be really hard at this moment until she's fully healed to bring about real balance, because she needs to get back on those feet and move. And then that's something we can teach you later, is like how to get her out and walk her properly and things like that. But are you getting her out of the house at all
now? Yeah, we did. Just before I was on vacation, we started doing walks around the block and stuff like that. And so I've been walking her once or twice a day every day, and she loves it. She's actually pretty good on the leash.
Is she walking you, or are you walking her?
No, I'm walking her. She's staying like right next to me.
Oh, fantastic. Well, see, she's a natural follower. Mm-hmm. The fact that she's shy and a little nervous tells me she's a follower. I mean, leaders would never be nervous. They're all cocky and full of themselves.
Mm-hmm. No, right? That's not her at all.
Right.
See, so, some are just tuning in right now and didn't hear the first part of it, and they think that she's talking about Ben.
I have a boyfriend trainer on the air with us. No.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, so, you know, she's craving your rules. But, I mean, and a big thing that I feel from you is that... you feel guilty.
Sure.
Obviously.
That's her over.
Yes.
But, I mean, how can I not?
Okay.
Some guilt associated with that.
You think? Back it up a step. Did you aim for her?
No, of course not.
Okay. Did you run off the road to follow her into the yard?
No.
Okay. But this is where people come with rescue dogs so often, you know, and people think also that rescue dogs know they're rescue dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs don't know all this stuff. They just go with it.
Right.
So don't linger back in the Carolinas on the road where you hit her. Let it go. Life is good now.
Right.
She has it made.
She's got good food all the time and treats. And
yes.
Okay.
Now, you know, she needs great, strong leader to follow. Just don't put her in that in the leader position. Like, don't cater to her all the time, as guilty as you feel. The best thing you can do is get rid of the guilt and feel good about where we're going and just relax.
Do I need to get rid of the crate? Or
no.
Let her have it.
Mm-mm. Let her have the crate. Dogs are den animals by nature.
Okay.
She's probably really instinctual kind of girl, I would think. And let her have her crate. But
should Jen move into a crate right next to her?
Maybe.
Get her own crate.
I mean, not one of those airplane ones, but like a cage that she can see through.
She can have a wire crate. No, but a big thing is there's nothing wrong with giving her food treats. Just don't use it as a bribe. Use it as positive association. And one of the best things you can do for a shy dog is to not pay her so much attention. Become a little bit aloof.
Mm-hmm.
Reduce your eye contact a bit and let her come to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's patience. I mean, a lot of people really, they're like, please love me. I want to touch you.
But see, but
this is the same mojo that we're teaching Wendy. You need dog mojo.
Really?
Well, yeah, that's true. I need to sort of ignore her little
dog category.
My only thing is that, honestly, if I did not go in there and pull her out to go to the bathroom twice a day, she would stay in there all day.
Well, there are times that you need to go put the leash on her and bring her out.
Right.
But, like, don't be verbal. Don't talk to her. Just, you know, be thinking in your brain, hey, I'm going to go. Let's go. I'm going to go put your leash on and now let's go. Don't. Sweet talker, don't bribe her, just do it.
Okay.
Best leader, right? Follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes close the crate.
Mm-hmm.
Just close it up and then go sit on the sofa. And what you'll find is she'll finally, if you just don't even make eye contact with her, you're not putting any pressure on her. And she'll come up and sniff you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she sniffs you, just ignore her. Just let her sniff you and be a dog. And then you'll find really short order that she's going to come and lay next to you.
All right, there's a whole bunch of people on the phone that want to talk to you about their dogs right now. I mean, phone lines lit up when we made the offer. So let's go ahead and roll with it.
Let's
and then
do
Jen
it.
Can continue to talk to you off the air, too. So 404-741-Q100, Angie Woods here, is a dog therapist from USK9.com.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, so part of our jobs here, you know, when it comes down to ratings, is that you guys, we have to get you to like us. In order for us to listen. Jeff's never subscribed to that, but the rest of us understand the philosophy. So I'm not exactly sure why I'm even sharing this with you guys, but man.
Is this going to make people not like you?
Yeah.
You're in the confessional on the real world?
Yeah, I think I'm in a confessional here, and I feel like a tool about it. Because what we did was totally and completely wrong. Totally and completely
wrong.
Who's we? Well, I'll tell you the story. So, you know how you just get into a routine, especially when you get up as early as we do? You get into a routine. And when I back out of my garage every morning, the way that my street is set up, nobody has ever parked behind me. it goes garage, my driveway, street, and then curb, right? And then there's another house right there. So I don't even look in my rearview mirror when I'm backing up anymore out of my garage.
Oopsie.
It's just routine.
Right.
Garage door goes up on Tuesday. I back out of my garage, down the driveway, clank.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what the heck? What?
No.
So I look over my shoulder, and sure enough, there's a random car in the most random parking spot across from my garage. It looks like it's a, I don't know, like in late 80s, early 90s model. Looks kind of beat up anyway.
So it's not at the end of your driveway. It's across the street.
It's across from
your driveway. So when you backed out of the driveway into the street, you went right into the car.
Went into the car, yeah. Okay. I nicked it on its back left side, and I would hit my left side as I was sort of pulling my car out to go straight.
And
this
is on the way here?
This is on the way here.
Oh, of course. So you're in that morning fog anyway.
And it's all routine when you get up there. I just don't want to think, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think it was paparazzi trying to capture a picture of you sunbathing in your Speedo?
Well, usually they're over my gate at that point in the morning, you know, and taking pictures from inside the back of the yard.
Did Sanjay wake up in the back seat?
So I don't even pay attention. There's never anybody there. There's nobody ever parked there. And it really is a random place to park. So I get out of the car, and again, it's about 5 o'clock, and I take a look at their car, and I take a look at my car, and I didn't crash into it. I certainly hit it, but there was no damage done. There was nothing done to mine. There was nothing done to that car. So I drove off. Maybe what I should have done is put a little letter on the car that said, I just want to let you know I tapped your car this morning, and here's my phone number. My assumption was it was like some drunk driving dude or something that parked his car in our cul-de-sac because it was in such a random place. And sort of, this was what I had in my head, and just parked there.
And then called a cab or something.
Yeah, because there's not even a driveway in that area. I've been to your house, and that part of the street is, there's not even a house nearby there.
That's what I'm saying, is it goes driveway, street, and then curb. So it's just a random place for somebody to park. But either way, it's my fault, you know? I wasn't looking in my rearview mirror, and I hit this car, and I took off. So I get back home later on in the day, and I say to Stacy, I feel really bad. This morning, I hit a car that was behind our garage in the driveway, and I didn't leave a letter on the car. And she says, oh, my God, I hit the same car.
No way.
So she too, in her routine, had the kids in the car.
That's funny.
Backed out of our driveway across the street and hit this car. But Stacy has a Nissan Armada, and I have a little 350. So the damage that I can do and the damage that Stacy can do are two different things.
Totally different.
And for some reason, I think Stacy backs out of your driveway at 60 miles an hour.
Right. You know what? She's got two kids in the car. It was their first day of school also, so she probably was hauling ass a little bit. And again, you just don't, when you do the same routine, you don't even think about looking in the rear view. Plus, she's got one of those beep, 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 beep things on the back of her truck, and it never went off.
Huh. Oh, well, I'm so also if you're coming guessing, close to something, it'll beep.
That radar goes off, right?
For some reason, I also think Stacy's the type who would hear that and go, God, those things are so sensitive. I definitely have 20 extra feet.
So she hit the same car. And boom. I said to her, do we know whose car it is? And she said, no, it's just some random car. I mean, if there was damage, I'm sure they'd come to the neighborhood looking for us. And so my thought was,
she didn't even get out to look?
I don't even think she got out to look. She didn't get out to look. She hit it and then took off.
It's like demolition derby. She's like, this is my kid's first day of school. I got to get there to take pictures.
So no excuse. Zero excuse. Two infractions. Twice we had an opportunity to put notes on the car saying, we just jacked up your car.
But I think
because it was in such a random place in the car, honestly, I think we judged it and we're like, it's some random car. Nobody's going to come for that. It's kind of a shabby car anyway. It's jacked up. It's an old car.
They won't notice a dent.
I'm going to notice a little itty-bitty dent.
Well, with you, I don't think it's a big deal because you got out and looked at least. With Stacy, I bet she drives that thing like it's a tank through Iraq.
I don't know. She backed right up into it, and she should have left the letter, and she didn't.
She could have got the back tire in the back seat of that car, like a monster truck show.
It's a huge truck. I mean, it really is. And this was a small car. So later on in the day, it just so happens that we had the kids in the driveway, and our neighbor and her daughter, her like 22-year-old daughter, were driving out of their house, and they stop and they say to us, did you guys hear anything in the middle of the night? You guys hear a crash in the middle of the night or anything? Because I had a party last night and my friend crashed here overnight. She spent the night here last night. and she ended up parking like right here. Oh, no. And when she woke up in the morning, her car was dented and like the tail light was out and the fender was all jacked up. So you guys have any idea what happened? And at that point, I said to her, yeah, it was, well, first of all, my knee-jerk reaction was to blame it on Stacy, I said. To be honest with you.
But, but it was her fault. Like, you didn't.
I thought you were going to tell me that you were like, no, we don't know what's going on.
I had to come clean at that point. So I said, yeah, Stacy hit the car, but she didn't think she did any damage. And it just so happened where our neighbors stopped their car to tell me about it was just about over the same spot where Stacy hit the car. And sure enough, there was like brake light shrapnel.
Oh, no.
All over the place.
Oh,
so
no.
It was really evident that Stacy hit the car. So I came clean. And
you didn't come clean.
And I got to be honest with you, Mary. This was the mom. I said, first I hit it, then Stacy hit it. And the mom thought it was hilarious, but the daughter was like drama. She started yelling at me. Don't you guys look in your rearview mirror when you back up out of your garage? She was coming down.
No way.
Wow. Yes. So, you know, we are going to work it out, and I'm sure she'll have her friend contact us, and it'll cost us a pretty penny to get a ton, but we should have left a letter on the car, and I feel like an idiot.
Well, at least you're able to make it right.
Yeah, at least you were able to say, because I'm with Melissa. I thought the story was going in a different direction.
And then I'd be like, oh, wait a second.
No, I came clean at the end.
I don't know.
I got to work early in the morning. I don't know what happened.
You know how those things are, though? Like a million things go through your head. For me, my first thought is flee. Flee. Lie, you can get away with it.
Well, you know, you could have left a note on the car, and this is a true note that a friend of mine got when I wouldn't believe it if I wasn't walking to the car with him in the parking lot of a shopping mall. I'm sorry I hit your car. I don't have insurance, so I'm sorry.
And then
all the notes said. And sure enough, it was like the bag, probably the same thing. Somebody backing out of a parking spot thing. Damn it. And then you're almost like...
I give him credit for leaving the note.
Well, I know what happened.
At least my thought, many things go through your head. My first thought is just don't say anything. And my second thought is everything is caught on camera now. Everything.
Oh, yeah.
So someone somewhere has a picture of this happening.
Yeah. You're going to be on YouTube looking at the car and then speeding away.
So I just decided to come clean.
You're on The Burt Show.
Cagney here has been waiting now for 10 minutes, so let's get to her.
Okay.
This video was circulating around the internet a couple of weeks ago, and this thing got 2.5-3 million hits. I'm not sure it's going to print here on the radio.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Just to set the tone for you here, it's a camera that's set up inside of a church, and at first it looks like a very traditional wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Like it looks like the whole wedding party is going to go arm in arm, you know, one by one down the aisle.
Well, it starts out with the two, like, I don't know if they're ushers or groomsmen, but they're at the door, and the music starts, and they're the ones that start dancing, and one puts sunglasses on, and then that's when the crowd, you know, the audience in the church is like, wait a second, and then the entire wedding party, groom, bride, everybody dances in.
And this is the song that's playing during the video also. It's playing in the church, and it was so unorthodox that... It has been a YouTube sensation, right?
Oh, it made me cry the first time I saw it. I thought it was
awesome.
It was so wonderful.
It's really awesome. Well, Cagney sort of wants to do the same thing here. Hey, Cagney.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Really good.
Good. When are you getting married?
Next May.
Congratulations. Okay.
Thank you.
You have a lot of time if you chose to do something different. You have a lot of time.
Yeah.
To sort of rework your idea here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you looking to do a reception dance or a wedding ceremony? A ceremony dance or a reception dance?
Well, my sister-in-law gave me the idea because she's doing the reception idea. I figured since she's doing it and half of our family will be at her wedding that it really won't be a surprise. So I thought, well, maybe I'll do something different and do it at the ceremony. And then so I YouTube it, and then there's somebody else that did it, too.
Yeah.
So,
when we got your initial email, I think the idea was to give you suggestions on how you could pull this off perfectly. And the more we looked at it, I don't know that you can do it at all. It was done so well.
I know.
And so many people know that video that even if this was your idea first, people are going to assume that you copied the idea.
Well, and they did this. I think this video, that video is fairly, is older. So I'm not convinced that you thought of this first because I can't remember the date on that video, but it wasn't immediate, you know, it wasn't an immediate sensation. It took a, it took time for it to get around and become that sensation. And I just think that because I know that when I told friends about it and said, oh, you got to see this video, they said, oh, well, look at this one. That's not the only one that was out there. And then there's people that have done organized dances at their reception, at their wedding. And I just think now it's almost like cliche.
Almost expected.
Yeah.
Well, I still contend, though, that it's your wedding day.
True.
Like, you should do whatever it is exactly that you want to do on your wedding day. I don't know that...
And if you want to totally copy something that's all over the internet...
I don't know that the perception will be that it's original, but if it's what you and your fiancé want, if he's on board with it too, then do what you want to do. It's your wedding day.
True. I was just wondering if y'all knew of another song that would be perfect or if that would be, like, the best song to use.
So you are dead set that this is something that you want to do at your wedding.
It's an option. It's still so many months away, and we're having it outside, so I don't really know how I'd pull it off outside.
With the sound system and stuff?
Yeah, and I think you almost have two strikes against you here also because your sister is getting married too, and she's doing the dance at the reception. So you've got that, and you've got the video. And I don't know, man.
You guys could do Thriller.
That's been done so much.
Down the aisle?
Down the aisle? No, but there's everybody does that at the reception.
Yeah, even the prison. Where is that?
Yeah, yeah,
the
one in, like,
in the Thai
Philippines or something
Philippines,
like that. Yeah,
thank you.
I would stay away from because I know the wedding dance that's on YouTube now, they've gotten some grief for using Chris Brown. So I think I would stay away from Chris Brown's, for R. Kelly's, Michael Jackson's.
Well, and
anybody with some controversy around him.
If it's outside, the only suggestion I have for outdoing anything else you've seen and it's outside is by having some kind of live band do it.
A bagpiper.
You know, have you come in. Bagpiper make you cry.
Here's Jacqueline. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Amazing Grace on the bagpipe. Bye.
Jacqueline.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to let her know black people been dancing down the aisle. Their own wedding, nothing new.
Okay.
This is on YouTube.
This is just new for white people.
Yes.
Okay.
There's like a whole TV show dedicated to this.
Are you a little thrown that a couple white people put it on YouTube? It gets 20 million hits.
Another
black people
way white people have stolen from the black community.
I'd be mad if I did it. If I was black and I did that at my wedding and then all of a sudden a white couple does it. Why are they getting 20 million hits?
Here's racial profiling. Forget about that thing that happened in Harvard a couple of weeks ago. This is it right here.
You know why it happens is because the black weddings, they probably do a great job. They're all in rhythm, everybody's, you know, doing it good, and there's nothing
in it. Choreographed routine, spinning, and there's no big deal.
Yeah, and it's the white people who are dancing, you know, almost like they're getting tasered.
Well, do you have a suggestion for a song, since she's looking for a better song than Chris Brown?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, no.
What songs have you seen at these weddings that have been played?
Lil Wayne,
which song?
John, what's the boy there? To the window, to the wall.
Coming down the aisle?
Lil John.
Wait,
that's
till
great.
The sweat drift off.
Right.
Grandma would love that one.
Okay. Set it off. I mean, she could pick probably any rap song.
Well, I definitely think that you could do better than Lil John in that case. Not real traditional.
I would stay
People
away
would
from,
definitely talk about it.
Yeah, I would stay away from anyone whose name starts with Lil, Wayne, or John. That might be, that might be.
That's funny.
Too intense for you and your family, Cagney.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where to go with this, except I think that the overall sort of feel is like maybe you got to try to do something totally different and unique.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be seen as somebody that's sort of copied somebody else. Good morning, Kim. You're on Q100.
Hi. I wanted to suggest a song for the bride.
Okay.
Tonight is a Good Night by the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh.
Mazel
okay.
Tov.
Okay.
You got that handy, Bert?
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
it's not a
great
bad
song.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
You have to get married at night because then it won't make sense. Well,
but then you, I mean, you're not getting married till May, right? Because there could be plenty of songs released between now and then.
Do you know how many superficial songs the Black Eyed Peas will put out between now and May that will fit perfectly for your wedding?
What's the name of that song about the guy who gets the phone call from his mistress while his wife's in the other room? They turned it into a country song. That'd be a good one.
I have no idea.
Huh.
All right, Cagney.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much.
Okay. I don't know what we did, but you're welcome.
Yeah, all congratulations, right. too.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
I go back to the drawing board on that, even though I don't know where that reference comes from. Like, I've never drawn on a board before, but I think that she has to... I mean, there's a way to do an unconventional wedding, but I don't think I would go exactly with the choreographed dance.
It's already been pulled off so well, it can't be pulled off again.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.